I think JT, he got a lot better from spring ball. He's kind of been paired with Keanu, but JT's another guy like Keanu who's probably faster than most offensive linemen, and he's a really strong guy, so you got to bring your A game. Yeah, talking with the offensive linemen, JT's improved a lot from the spring, so he's making us a better offensive lineman, as well as Keanu, so both of them.
How are you feeling with this camp compared to this time last year when it felt like you were kind of one of the newer guys?
Right.
Still sort of working in and rotating, and you got baptized by fire a little bit this season at some points. Like, how are you feeling with camp this year?
I feel a lot more comfortable. I think the offensive line feels a lot more comfortable. We've been in Coach Wood's system for a year now, so nothing's new to anybody, so that's helping us out a lot. And yeah, last year this time I was still trying to learn everything. I'm starting to really settle in at center, I feel like, and doing pretty well, and hopefully we can have a good scrimmage tomorrow and really show what this offense can do.
You feel pretty established at center?
Yeah, that's where I played all fall. That's where I feel the most comfortable. Obviously, I still got a lot of work to do. Footwork, hands. You can always improve, right? But, no, I'm feeling comfortable at it, feeling comfortable in the calls. Now it's just executing it and getting all the offensive linemen on the same page.
What do you think you've learned the most from last year?
Oh, wow. That's a heavy question. Man, just schematically, last year I was playing a lot of guard early on in fall camp, so I was more so listening to the center, and he was telling me where to go. So schematically, I've just learned where everybody else should go on the plays, trying to get everybody else on the right people. Yeah, I learned a lot in terms of how the offense works.
How does tape study? Have you gotten better at that?
Yeah. You start to look at things differently. You try to see the blitzes, even if they're not coming to you, so you can get everybody in the right protections and things like that. But yeah, learned a lot about the offense and schematically.
Talking about getting on the same page, like you said, watching tape and stuff, what else do you feel like you guys do, whether it's in the locker room or on the field, to get on the same page, I guess you could say?
We got a tight-knit O-line group, I'd say. We're all really close with each other. Yeah, I think we just love hanging out with each other. This summer we went down to St. George, did a little bonding, just got to know each other a little better. And then yesterday and the day before, we were up camping. And it was fun. The whole O-line was able to share a cabin and just bond together. I mean, O-line's such a unique position because you got to have five guys all on the same page. And if one guy's off, you're going to give up a sack or a tackle for loss. So you got to have good chemistry between five guys and make sure everybody knows what everybody's doing. So it's a fun position. And, yeah, just off-the-field things, I think, build a lot of chemistry in the O-line.
What's been the progression of the offense, regardless of who the quarterback has been in? I mean, working through all that, how have you seen the quarterbacks, whoever's been in there, working through the offense and progressing as fall camp has gone along?
Man, I think they're settling in, kind of like us as an O-lineman. I was really impressed with how all the quarterbacks came out. Felt like they were all really prepared. They took it very seriously. And I went up to all of them and told them, you know, I was really impressed just how prepared all of them came, and it didn't feel like the offense skipped a beat coming into fall camp. So you can tell the quarterbacks are settling into their roles a little bit, and they're getting comfortable with the pockets we're giving them and getting comfortable in the offense. And
For something that a lot of people will view it as an unknown at the quarterback position, when you see that type of performance, what type of confidence does that give you guys on the O-line, just the offense in general?
Yeah, I think it boosts everybody's confidence when you see a quarterback playing good. Even the defense, I think, likes to see a quarterback playing. At least our defense, when we're going at them, likes to see the quarterback playing well. But, no, it's awesome to see when you know when your quarterbacks are in rhythm and when they're not. You know, when they're completing it every single play in a two-minute drive or whether they're struggling. But, no, it gives you a lot of confidence when you're seeing those guys consistently get in rhythm and feel comfortable in the offense and be able to find their guys or check us out of plays or get us in the right plays. So they're settling in, and it gives me a lot of confidence to see them settling in and getting comfortable.
Do you have any personal goals for this year?
I got some I'd rather not share it this time, though. Appreciate it, though.
Recently learned you were mission companions with Richie Saunders.
Yes.
What's a lesson you learned while serving with Elder Saunders?
Man, I love Richie. He was such a fun companion to serve with. A lesson, he's like one of the hardest working people I've ever been around, and you can see it in the way he plays basketball. I mean, he's scrappy, he's getting after it, he's going to outwork anybody he's with, and he showed that as a missionary when we served together. Man, we just went out there and worked as hard as we could, had a pretty good success, and had a lot of fun along the way. I love Richie, he's one of my best friends, and no, he was really fun to serve with, and yeah, it's good to see him having a lot of success, because I think it was hard for him to go out there for 2 years. He was a lot more recruited than I was as a basketball player, so it's good to see him having success on the court.
Did he drag you up those hills? He says he got up early to run hills.
He might. Yeah, we usually woke up about 5:30, went and got a lift on, played a little basketball here and there. Sometimes we'd have to tone it down when you get two competitive guys playing basketball, beating each other up in the gym, and yeah, so every once in a while we had to tone it down, but it was a lot of fun serving with him.
What did you make when you found out that you were that close to possible tater tot there?
No, I thought it was funny. I didn't know that about him. I lived with Richie for 12 weeks, and he never told me about his grandpa, but it was really fun serving with him.